Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
The Milwaukee Bucks are locked in this season. Now you can be too. Bucks Plus is kicking off a brand new season of its documentary-style podcast, Behind the Bucks.
A franchise with championship pedigree and something to prove.
Giannis!
A new-look roster with a generational superstar ready to make history.
Milwaukee Bucks, I'm here, baby.
With all the expectations and the noise, the Milwaukee Bucks are focused on one thing, how to win it all.
Yes, let's go. Love hearing that.
Come on, let's go.
Behind the Bucks, Locked In is a 4-part series that takes you inside training camp and the off-season grind. We're talking about exclusive interviews and behind-the-scene moments that show you how the Bucks are working to make another run at a championship. The editor-in-chief of Bucks Plus, the man who led those exclusive interviews and helped bring the season of Behind the Bucks to life, joins us live in the studio. It is Monis Khan. Thanks for joining us here at Midday.
And what a day to be joining after that buzzer beater last night. First one from Giannis since 2017. And what a performance.
Yeah, I feel like you need to do another episode now to ask new Milwaukee Bucks center Miles Turner exactly how he felt about all those boos in Indiana last night.
It seemed to be really, upsetting to him.
Yeah.
And I think the best thing that we saw was how personal the rest of the team took it. Giannis, the whole night, booing the audience after every emphatic play. And you could tell it really brought the team together, and they needed every player on that team to bring the game home last night.
And then Miles symbolically closing the book to finish it all out. You know, Monis, we've seen over the last 2 years, I think, this Bucks-Pacers rivalry has really burgeoned. Is this the best kind of rivalry in basketball? And by that, I mean it feels like this just came about organically. There's the moments. There's the Pacers get theirs on the Bucks in the playoffs. We get ours with game winners. It feels like it's not manufactured. And there's just a little bit of bad blood, enough to make it exciting, but not so much that we're throwing fists all the time.
I think there's that neighbor regional component, the fact that they're fellow Midwestern small markets. And I also think the history of basketball in Indiana really fuels the feeling of what is becoming a little bit of resentment almost. It's becoming very personal. And I think when you watch the game, and you see that lead that the Bucks had, double-digit lead, dwindle in the fourth quarter, that feeling that you get in your chest, wow, we can't lose this game, that shows you just how far this rivalry has come.
It is a fun, newer rivalry, without a doubt. So let's get into this podcast here. What inspired the new season's theme of being locked in?
You know, it's clear that despite all the prognosticators, all the forecasters this season having the Bucks struggling to make the playoffs, maybe coming in the play-in, the Bucks had a lot of confidence this whole offseason. And when they talked about why they felt like they could compete this year, it always came back to the fact that they're locked in. It came back to the focus that they're all showing on this singular goal of raising another banner and hosting another parade here in Milwaukee.
I also love that you chatted with AJ Green about the secret sauce, so to speak, this year.
So I think it's really figuring out how can we all lead in a way that's needed and that will lift the team up. If I see Giannis and BP and whoever it may be leading, then it makes me want to jump in and lead and bring whatever I can. And so I think that's what makes a special team, and that's what makes a good team. And I think we have that with these guys.
Now, you never hear a team come out and say, yeah, we're a bad team this year. But talking to people like AJ Green and hearing from him and getting these exclusive interviews, how do you feel about the Bucks team this year?
I think that the confidence they have, the chemistry they have with one another is really palpable, and it's showing up on the floor every night. No one is hesitating to shoot the ball. They're among the leaders in three-point attempts and three-point percentage. It really shows that this team is focused on executing Doc Rivers' game plan. The roster is perfectly made for the type of basketball he wants to play. And this is the new NBA. firing up threes, pressuring the ball on defense, 94 feet, full court. You're really seeing an ascending team full of young talent coming together, and that's what's fueling this strong start.
You know, Monas, Jessica played the clip with AJ Green, or as some know him, the Dairy Bird. He seems to have developed this sort of folklore mentality, or it's growing, I would suggest. For someone in your position who's telling stories that most people would never get to hear, as you kind of figure, okay, what are we going to hone in on? What are some ways that you can highlight the players on the far end of the bench that maybe on another team or in another situation would just kind of ride the pine and wouldn't get a lot of attention?
I think what's really fascinating about the Bucks is they've always prioritized character over anything else in terms of the people that they want to bring into the building, they want to develop. And character is really what we are trying to explore in this series of for Locked In. And I think that, you know, talking to a guy like Pete Nance, whose father played a decorated career in the NBA, whose brother is now in his 11th NBA season, and he's struggling to be a two-way player and make a G League team. But talking to him about the pressure of his last name and how he's had that as a burden his entire life, I think really shows the type of people and the type of responsibility each of these players has really committed themselves to their entire life. And each of these players, regardless of how much time they're getting on the court, has a fascinating story. And that's part of why the Bucks chose them to be part of this team.
I love these fascinating stories, especially you think about all Bucks fans, just it feels like every game chanting for Bobby Portis. And you asked Bobby how he feels about that. I mean, it's always Bobby, Bobby, Bobby all these years.
When they first started in 2021, it was like a surreal thing. And it was like crazy, like chills, goosebumps, like, wow, this is happening. And then when 2022 came and they still do it, goosebumps. But in 2025, I feel like I have like a responsibility. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like I have a responsibility to, you know, go out here and not only perform well, but, you know, just lay it all out on the line.
So I love hearing these stories. How do you balance giving fans this insider access while also respecting the team's privacy and their strategy as well?
I think that each player is really wants to get their story out there in this media environment. And the Bucks are turning a new chapter in their team history. There's a lot of young players that have more upside than experience. And even looking beyond Giannis, you know, the fact that there are fans wearing AJ Green's jersey, Gary Trent Jr.'s jersey, yeah. Ryan Rollins, you're going to see a lot more Ryan Rollins jersey moving on as this season progresses. It shows that the fans want to buy in and learn more about this new generation of Bucks, this new chapter in team history. And I think Bucks Plus is just part of that storytelling project within the Milwaukee Bucks to help fans really understand how committed each of these people are on a personal level to personal and team success this season.
I really like what Bucks Plus is doing, because I know the NBA, maybe more so than other leagues early on, really put an emphasis on the players. They all want to have their own podcast. They all want to put their own thing. We've all heard Thanalysis. Excellent. Dilly Dunn, Thanalysis Live. Like big events like that. I think the NBA was on the front edge. You see it in other sports now. But as someone who's overseeing Bucks Plus, how do you hedge that where every player wants to be their own brand, but you're trying to bring the players into your own brand?
I think that it's just an exciting opportunity for everyone. I mean, when I'm talking to players at Media Day and sharing this opportunity to be on Bucks Plus and learn more about podcasting, each of them was like, that's something that I genuinely want to learn more about. And I think that that gives Bucks Plus an opportunity to engage with players even beyond their participation in our programming, and just show them that this could be something they could pursue during their careers or after their careers. And the Indiana Pacers, our rivals, Rick Carlisle was on a podcast saying they're building a studio as part of recruiting potential free agents.
Okay, that's cool.
And a lot of teams are building these studios on site for their players to be able to leverage. And I think it's just an exciting time in content and players being able to tell their own stories.
Is there a particular story or maybe something that one of the players said that gave you the goosebumps or that really best sums up what locked in means?
I think it's Gary Trent Jr. talking to us about how his dad, who also played in the NBA, Gary Trent Sr., was inspired by Bob Knight. In terms of these excruciating workouts. And he had his son, Gary Trent Jr., doing them at the age of 5.
Oh, wow.
And we're talking 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups after running 100 yards and doing that over the course of 400 yards of sprinting. And I just think it really shows this didn't happen overnight. Some of these players, like Orion Rollins, who you've seen explode onto the scene, they've been committed to this game since they were literally children. And they were doing things like waking up at 5 a.m. as a fifth grader, like Andre Jackson Jr. told us, to get better when no one else is watching. And it really shows you just how much players want it. Because people a lot talk about the corruption of money in terms of what it's done to a player's commitment level. But when you talk to the players, you just find out that's not what's motivating them. It's the love that they have and the work that they've been putting in since they were children.
Fun fact, I was at Indiana University. I was a student at Indiana University when Bobby Knight got fired. There were like riots. It was wild. There were people going to the president's house and walking. And I'll never forget, I got my dad 1 year. I think it was called the Silver Bullet or the Silver Knight book. And I thought every year Bobby Knight would have one time where fans could come and get one thing autographed. And I said, I'm going to get my dad a Christmas gift for the first year. I can get one next year. Oh, no, there would be no next year. Mm-hmm. Those were the stories of IU back in the day. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Monis Khan, editor-in-chief of Bucks Plus. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
And tune in to the new season of Behind the Bucks podcast on the Bucks Plus audio network. You can find it on the Bucks website, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, basically wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Toronto Raptors tonight. It's an away game, and you can hear all the action right here on 620 WTMJ.